Amanda Sauer is the principal of Grasp Academy. She says about 20% of people are dyslexic.
And their brains are wired in a way that they need to be taught to read and to spell in a specific structured language approach.
The school started as a pilot program in Duval to children who struggle with dyslexia. Sauer says those kids learn differently.
So very hands-on and also visuals.
At Grasp Academy, Mrs. Neufeld's third grade class is tracing the letters that make the NG sound in the air with their fingers.
Now try to write the sound.
A few classrooms over, kids are spelling out words in Play-Doh. Others are playing a word game version of checkers. Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says he hopes this model translates to other areas of the state.
It's very personal to me. I am dyslexic, but it became even more personal for me when our oldest son struggled through school, and we were frustrated in the traditional public school setting.
Vitti led Atkins Tour Thursday. She says she's thinking of how to put more state resources toward the challenge.
I can tell you the things that we're looking at right now, though, deal with the need for more professional development for our teachers.
Atkins has one lawmaking session left in the Florida Senate. She's announced her candidacy for Nassau County School Superintendent. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.